Welcome back to the AI Frontier podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a groundbreaking research paper that tackles a critical challenge in the world of deep learning, the efficiency of transformer models. Joining me are lead researcher Naim, a leading expert in the field, and field expert Naim, a renowned authority on the broader implications of these advancements.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
The pleasure is all ours. And I'm thrilled to be here as well. Host Naim. So, Atstreim, let's start by setting the stage. Tell us about the challenge that this paper addresses. What are transformers and why are they so important?
Sure. Transformer models introduced in 2017 have revolutionized the field of natural language processing, NLP. They are now the go-to architecture for tasks like machine translation, text summarization, and even image understanding. At their core, transformers rely on a mechanism called self-attention, which allows the model to understand the relationships between different words in a sentence. However, this self-attention mechanism comes with a significant drawback. Its computational complexity scales quadratically with the length of the sequence. This means that processing long sentences or documents becomes incredibly slow and resource-intensive.
That's a big problem, especially as we're dealing with increasingly complex tasks and longer texts in AI.
Exactly. The paper you're referring to, Flash Attention, Fast and Memory Efficient Exact Attention with I/O Awareness, directly tackles this challenge. It introduces a novel algorithm called Flash Attention, specifically designed to improve the speed and memory efficiency of transformer models when dealing with long sequences.
This is incredibly exciting. Can you tell us more about the key contributions of this paper? What makes Flash Attention so special?
The paper's central contribution is the development of Flash Attention, which is fundamentally different from previous approaches. It's based on a concept called I/O awareness, which means that it explicitly considers the cost of memory access, particularly the transfer of data between different levels of GPU memory. Unlike many previous approaches that focused primarily on reducing computational complexity, FLOPS, Flash Attention recognizes that memory access can be a major bottleneck, especially on modern GPUs where memory speeds lag behind computational speeds.
So, to put it simply, Flash Attention is about making the process of reading and writing data to memory more efficient, not just about doing less math.
Precisely. Imagine it like this. If you have a library with millions of books, you want to be smart about how you retrieve the books you need. Flash Attention uses a technique called tiling to divide the data into smaller blocks, much like organizing books into smaller sections within a library. It then loads these blocks into the GPU's fast on-chip SRAM, static random access memory, which is much faster than the slower high bandwidth memory, HBM. This dramatically reduces the number of memory accesses, leading to a significant speedup.
That makes sense. But what about the backward pass? That's where things often get complicated in deep learning, requiring a lot of memory to store intermediate values.
Right. That's where the second key aspect of Flash Attention comes into play, recomputation. Instead of storing the large intermediate matrices during the backward pass, Flash Attention cleverly reuses the normalization factors from the forward pass. It's like remembering the titles of the books you've already retrieved, so you don't need to search for them again. This allows it to reconstruct the necessary matrices on demand, further minimizing memory usage.
This is truly ingenious. How does Flash Attention compare to existing methods for addressing the efficiency of transformers?
Flash Attention stands out in its approach. Many previous methods focused on approximate attention, where you sacrifice some accuracy for speed. While these methods can be effective in certain cases, Flash Attention is an exact algorithm, meaning it doesn't compromise on accuracy. And it's not just about being efficient in theory. It achieves practical speedups compared to both standard and approximate attention methods, especially for shorter sequences.
That's fascinating. So if Flash Attention is so efficient, what are the experimental results like? How does it perform in real-world scenarios?
The results are truly impressive. The paper shows that Flash Attention significantly accelerates transformer training, particularly on large models like BERT and GPT-2. It achieves the fastest single-node BERT training speed we know of, outperforming the MLPerf benchmark by 15%, On GPT-2, it achieves up to 3x speedup compared to Hugging Face and Megatron LM implementations. And it scales transformers to longer sequences, which improves their quality. It also achieves better-than-chance performance on challenging benchmarks like PathX and Path256, showcasing its ability to handle extremely long sequences.
That's incredible. What are the broader implications of these results? How could this impact the field of AI? Flash attention has the potential to revolutionize the development and deployment of large-scale AI models. The ability to train models faster and with longer sequences opens up new possibilities for research and applications. We can now explore more complex tasks and build models that are more robust and accurate, especially for applications involving long documents and complex information retrieval. The development of flash attention is a significant step towards building more powerful and efficient AI systems. It sounds like flash attention is a game changer, but as with any innovation, are there limitations we should be aware of?
Of course. The current implementation requires writing custom CUDA kernels for each new attention variant, which can be time-consuming and less flexible. Also, the paper primarily focuses on single GPU optimization, leaving the multi-GPU scenario for future research. And while block sparse flash attention shows great promise, it relies on a predefined sparsity pattern, which may not be optimal for all applications. So there's still room for improvement and further exploration.
That's good to know. What are some of the exciting future directions for this research?
The authors are actively working on addressing these limitations. They're developing high-level language interfaces for creating I/O-aware implementations of attention, making development easier, and enabling portability across different GPU architectures. They're also exploring extensions to other deep learning modules, making the I/O-aware approach more broadly applicable. And they're investigating adaptive sparsity patterns for block-sparse flash attention, which could significantly improve its performance. So the future of flash attention is very bright.
I'm eager to see what comes next. Any final thoughts on the impact of this research? This research is a testament to the power of innovation and the importance of thinking beyond the traditional constraints of deep learning. By focusing on the often overlooked aspect of memory access, flash attention delivers significant improvements in both speed and efficiency. This opens the door to exciting new possibilities for building more powerful and capable AI systems. We're definitely at the cusp of a new era in AI, and flash attention is a key enabler of that progress.
That's a great way to put it. Thank you both, and Field Expert Name, for sharing your insights on this groundbreaking research. We've learned a lot about the challenge of efficient transformers, the ingenuity of flash attention, and its far-reaching implications. Stay tuned for more exciting developments on the AI frontier.